נער אלוהי בריתי שלום שר יומה לכם. בתורה הזו, we learned yesterday that all a person's beautiful life is if he goes, only if he gets, it all depends on getting close to the tzaddik, which means to go in the tzaddik's ways, to use his advice. And then his eyes open up, like Rav Dor said today, to see the light of the Torah, to see everything with the eyes of Emunah. יפה עיניים. בתורה הזו גם כתוב, and this Torah is also written that all a person is getting close to the tzaddik, the fact that if you will get close to the tzaddik or not depends on the fact that a person, if he is careful from the sins of lack of holiness, that depends on guarding the eyes. Because if a person chas v'shalom he blemishes in the brit, each one his own aspect, he becomes choylek al tzaddik. He argues, he disputes against the tzaddik. He argues on the tzaddik. Comes out all the good things that we said earlier, a person cannot merit without guarding the eyes, because all the getting close to the tzaddik depends on guarding the eyes, and all the emunah of a person depends on guarding the eyes, and all the midas tovus of a person and fixing his brains and his heart and reaching the Torah, all depends on guarding the eyes. And this is what we learn from David HaMelech, שהביא כמה דברים שנאמר להם תמיד. David HaMelech has a few psukim that he says in them תמיד, always תמיד, and we can make a connection between all the psukim. It says תמיד, they have a connection between the psukim. There's a pasuk, ואני תמיד עמך, I am always with you. Hashem is saying I am always with you. That is getting close to Hashem. The second pasuk is Enai tamid Hashem, my eyes are always towards Hashem, which is Shmiras Enai. So you see, one depends on the other. If you want to be always with Hashem, right, you first of all, you have to always close your eyes. The more you close your eyes, the more you close to Hashem. The more you do that, it's pashut. You don't need to be a big Torah scholar to say this. It's pashut. When a person shuts his physical eyes, still his spiritual eyes, his imagination eyes, they're still running around. He can still see women and all kinds of lusts inside his head. Okay, all kinds of prohibitions, all kinds of isur. Either a person is cleaved to his ani, and he thinks that he's a tzaddik, I'm such a holy person, I'm so righteous, I guard my eyes, look, everyone's looking at me, psh, look at him, he prays to me. Right, b'kitzur, instead of saying shiviti Hashem l'gdi tamid, putting Hashem in front of your eyes, always he says shiviti ani l'gdi tamid, I always put myself in front of my own eyes. And that's full of gaiva. And the gaiva is the godfather of all contaminations. And someone who is as gaiva, he's definitely blemished in the kedusha, in the holiness. Like I said in the Kutaran, the Torah Kuflam at 130, that through gaiva a person falls to the sin of niyu. Like Chazal say that anyone who is mitgaye, who has gaiva, he's hori, at the end he stumbles in a married woman. וגם יוצא שלמרות שבחצינות נראה שהוא שומר עיניים, and also comes out that even though despite the fact that externally he looks like he's guarding the eyes, if inside he really is far from this. What's the proof of this? That if they'll disgrace him and tell him, you're fanatic, what are you, more tzaddik than this guy and that guy, what, open your eyes, stop with your shtuyot already, right? And he sees that really it's hard for him afterwards to guard the eyes, because why? Because the whole reason why he guarded the eyes is in order to receive a covet from others, an honor and respect. And now that he's getting bizyanot, it's not worth it for him to guard the eyes anymore. But if a person, the reason why he's guarded the eyes is because he always wants to think of Hashem, and his eyes are always to Hashem, and that's something internal, that depends on the emunah. That only this person is called guarding the eyes. And then he could fulfill the third ani, which is, if we're tamid, the third pasuk, which teaches about tamid, always, which is shiviti Hashem and negdi tamid. I put always Hashem in front of my eyes. So let's just conclude what we said. If a person wants to always be cleave to Hashem, the aspect of the pasuk v'ani tamid imach, I always want to be with you, Hashem. So then, how do you do that? You have to have enai tamid al Hashem. My eyes are always to Hashem, not to other things. And when my eyes are truly just to Hashem, then I reach a level of shiviti Hashem and enai tamid. I only see Hashem in front of my eyes. I don't see people at all. I only see what Hashem is telling me. That's how the tzaddikim work. No one talks to them. Only Hashem talks to them. No one talks to them. Only they talk to Hashem. Cheshbon akoriya. Vezo ha'emuna shel Avraham Avinu lav shalom. And that's the level of emuna of Avraham Avinu. At the moment that he got this, he understood this emuna in Hashem, he didn't lift up his eyes for anything. For anything, unless it was Hashem's will. Because even if a person is in a place where there's no women, the fact that he opened his eyes already causes him to remove his mind from Hashem. Therefore, a person has to go and, with what David HaMelech said, my eyes are always to Hashem. That a person should be always cleaving to Hashem. And then, automatically, he's saved from a lot of jealousy, of coveting, of hatred, of competition, of Lashon Hara, and etc., etc. But he doesn't see anyone. He just sees the truth. There's only Hashem. There's no people. There's no one to be jealous of. There's no one to hate. There's no one to covet. There's no I. Therefore, there's no competition with anyone. There's nothing bad. It's just Hashem. Beautiful, huh? It's work, I guess. It's work. Therefore, there were tzaddikim that didn't even lift up their eyes from their four amos, even in a closed room. Because for them, their closing their eyes wasn't only what not to see bad things. It was a different point. It was the point of I always want to be cleaved to Hashem. Because immediately when we open our eyes, we see something. Whatever we see, and then we can start thinking about that. And then our mind goes from that one thing to the other, and the person loses it. And all the more so, of course, 100% more, if a person is in a place where, of course, there's bad things to see, things that are soul to see, things that can cause a person to coveting, to lust, all kinds of things like that. A person has to do twice tshuva on that. One, the fact that he disconnected himself from Hashem. Two, that he saw what he didn't have to see. Kitsu, I'm just saying where a person has to stop to yearn to this level that he will always be cleaved to Hashem. Hashem, I only want to serve you with the Suvut Nefesh. Like Abdul said today, a person has lust. He has lust. But he's willing to sacrifice that to Hashem. He does want to see pretty women. But he wants to sacrifice that will, that imagination to Hashem. And therefore he'll shut his eyes. It's work. It's work in the field. So we'll learn a little bit. Ish chasidecha of...